It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. More than 150 Latino writers, artists, and leaders have written a public letter of solidarity to U.S. Latinos after the mass shooting in El Paso and an immigration raid in Mississippi. The letter, published in the New York Times and in a number of Spanish-language newspapers, cites the shooting in El Paso, which targeted Hispanics, and another shooting in Gilroy, California. Both attacks killed nearly two dozen Latinos. The letter says such, quote, indignities and cruelty won't diminish contributions by Latinos to the U.S., and it urged Hispanics to keep standing up to bigotry. Some surprising health news now. A variant of a gene associated with Alzheimer's and death has been linked with a longer life. Texas Public Radio's Bonnie Petrie explains.
Pretty much nothing we've learned about the apolipoprotein E gene up to now has been good. It's linked with dementia and death. One of the ApoE variants can increase your risk of premature death by 50%. But UT Health San Antonio Dr. Sudha Seshadri says they have found something promising on one ApoE variant called E2.
E2 reduces your risk of death. It's about a 6-7% reduction with one copy and about a 10-12% reduction with two copies.
You get one copy of a given gene variant from each parent. Seshadri is the founding director of the Glenn Biggs Institute for Alzheimer's and Neurodegenerative Diseases at UT Health San Antonio, and she says they're still trying to figure out exactly why E2 appears to be protective, but she says no matter what your genes say, you do have some control over what happens to your health.
Your genetics are not destiny. You can have a positive impact regardless of your genetic burden with a healthy lifestyle.
Seshadri says further work on the protective E2 gene variant could lead to new therapies that will promote healthier aging and a longer life. In San Antonio, I'm Bonnie Petrie.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. A new book shares a colorful way to explain border walls. Commentator Algernon DeMassa shares his thoughts.
How did so many different people end up living in my kingdom? Asks a king portrayed as a blue-bearded head. A mustachioed advisor answers him, Your most marvelous majesty, it's been a long time since you left your castle. All of these people live here now. Thus opens The Wall, an Italian children's book published in English last month. The story offers parents a simple allegory, accompanied by beautiful art, as a way to begin talking with children about border walls, be they China's, Hadrian's, or Donald Trump's. Banish everyone who doesn't look like me, orders the king, surrounded by a cacophony of unique faces dappled in various colors, like a bag of Skittles spilled across every page. Halfway through the book, a laminated wall pops up, with the little blue faces on one side and various other colors repatriated in a bloodless ethnic cleansing to the other side. The first problem is embedded in the plot. The king needs the red faces to come back because they're the wall builders, and then he wants gardeners, so he calls for the green faces to come back, and he wants scientific research, so the purple faces have to be readmitted, and so on. There is an obvious flaw in assigning particular aptitudes to classes or colors of people. Eventually, he comes to view them all as valuable, yet they still live under monarchy. And here we arrive at a wider problem. How to inculcate democratic values in simple moral fables when republican governance, division of labor, and structures of social control are pretty complex? It's easy to understand why storytellers use kings to personify state power, but it doesn't help explain the unique ways democracies fail to liberate all those colorful dots, so their lives truly become their own. The artistic design of the book is lovely, but the story's central analogy requires a parental warning against ethnic stereotyping, and even then, its applicability to our politics is remote. There's no suggestion that many of these dots were present on that land before the Blue Kingdom was founded, nor a hint that the dot people, despite the riotous mix of colors they represent, share class interests that conflict with those who erect walls and battlements. In my storybook, the dots would overthrow the silly king, legalize the entire bag of Skittles once and for all, and take ownership of the kingdom's tools so they're never divided by class hierarchy again. The Wall is a well-intentioned fable. It may not explain much about why borders are useful to capital or the system's historical arc, but this creative team may be up for that challenge one day. With the weekly Desert Sage commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.